Let's pick up Steve, and he's in California, and he wants to know about, underarm body odor. Is that your question, Steve?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, it's funny. The underarms are about the only place we're allowed to perspire for most people who are couch potatoes, and as a result, there's going to be some waste products excreted through this vehicle, but also, I think that the major markers that we see that encourage odor is the consumption of cooked food, in particular cooked meat. That is probably the stinkiest one, and the next stinkiest is going to be cooked fish. Now, I don't think we as a nation can stop eating these foods simply because the rest of our foods are so pathetic that I'm not going to sit here and recommend you stop eating those. I think that somebody would need to shoot me if I did. But I do think there are a number of things that can be done.
Okay.
Number one is get a roll of pH paper and get pH Trio and force that first morning urine pH back to 6470. This often dramatically reduces the underarm odor. That would be step one. Step two is we need to hold this magnesium, and magnesium is the guy that gets the odor away from the underarm. And so the trick is holding the magnesium. And so for many people with underarm odor, they're in the adrenal burnout phase. They're getting kind of tired. They beat up the adrenals. Most Americans don't have adequate salt. They don't have adequate B vitamins. They don't get enough of the vitamin C. And so, of course, they may be having difficulty holding magnesium. So for a brief time, you could add some magnesium glycinate. But the real answer is to make sure you've got 5 hours of sleep, you've checked 5 hours straight sleep with no waking, no interruption, you've checked your salt levels by tasting the perspiration at the outer edge of your upper arm, so you know you've got good, it should be just slightly salty, so you know you got salt, you're working to have adequate water, and the goal, especially with summer coming, minimum water is half your weight in ounces of water. So if you weighed 100 pounds, you need 50 ounces of water a day. This is a country of severe water deficiency. So that's got to be in there because the adrenals need water, salt, adequate sleep. Now, they're going to need those B vitamins that are normally manufactured in the small intestine. However, we are so stress-oriented as a nation that usually we use them up like water. And so just about everybody living in America needs a really good live source B complex to support them. The only one I know of on the planet is our Max Stress B probiotic produced. So now we've got the B6, the B2, the PABA, acetyl coenzyme A and coenzyme A. These are the guys that the adrenals use along with vitamin C to manufacture adrenaline. Okay, now we've got it. Now we can hold magnesium. Now body odor everywhere goes down. Now, there's also my favorite deodorant, and that is ozonated gel. And the reason I like this guy is that it kills the bacteria that manufacture the odor. So usually one jar of ozonated gel will last about a year, making it the world's cheapest deodorant. The complaints we get, though, are that they smell like ozone.
Right.
This is when you use way too much. You're supposed to get just a little teeny amount that would cover the tip of your pinky, and you rub that into the underarm, and usually it'll be good for at least one, but for many people, 3 days, there'll be no odor with it. It's just the most wonderful thing.
Wow.
Because it continuously kills the bacteria. But remember, Steve, you want to do all these good things so you don't smell like a hyena, and you want to use maybe a touch of the ozonated gel, and if you keep it cool, it'll last a year or so it will become the world's least expensive deodorant. And, of course, you women who don't want to smell like ozone can, of course, get our very fresh, lemon-fresh-scented deodorant and spray that after you've used just the littlest, teeniest touch of the ozone. And what I like is even if I wear the same shirt for 2 or 3 days, like I take an air trip on one of these airlines that says they know why you fly, but they really don't because they lose your bag and you have no other changes of clothes, wearing the same shirt 3 days, no odor. That was a gift of God.
Amen.
Okay? I hope that helps you. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Bye now.